Hello everyone and welcome back to the Avish Bindal podcast. Ole was not born for making profits or curing a disease. It was just a gift which Graham Wolf invented and gifted to his better half. During 1950s, beauty creams used to come in tin cans with thick and greasy texture. Graham made some changes as per his wife's requirements. Soon, Graham, with the help of his friend Jack Lowe, created a company to produce and market Olay. At that time, this cream was called Oil of Olay Beauty Fluid. Olay was at the peak, and after some time, it was acquired by Richardson Wicks. Later, in 1985, Procter & Gamble bought Richardson Wicks, under which Olay was also functioning. Olay started as a small brand rooted in South Africa that also flourished in many parts of England, USA, Canada and many other countries. Olay wasn't a single brand that P&G owned in skincare, but it was by far the largest and best known. P&G was really hungry to win the skincare segment, which was a weak link for them in 1990s. Oil of Olay was losing its shine. It was seen as old-fashioned. It was called Oil of Old Lady. Women started choosing other brands over Olay. In late 1990s, sale of Olay were below $800 million per year, nowhere close to industry leaders whose revenue was in billions of dollars. P&G was planning to acquire some big brands in skincare, which could have charged them a fortune, but they decided to revive the brand Olay. Though there was no guarantee to success, after pouring huge sums of money for reinventing the brand, P&G gave it a try. P&G started working on product pricing, promotion, positioning and packaging. Or should I say, they were changing all those concepts that they worked on earlier. Now, Olay Cream was an advanced mixture that works on multiple signs of aging, like age spots, uneven skin tone, and others besides wrinkles. Oil of Olay was now Olay. Their packaging was designed and given a premium look. Targeting women in mid-30s, they started positioning their brand in magazines and television shows, where other more expensive brands were playing the ball. They even invited top dermatologists to come and see the work they were doing. Earlier, Olay was sold at around a price point of $3.99. After redesigning and reinventing the whole brand, P&G ran a test market to decide the price of new Olay. They had three price points, $12.99, $15.99 and $18.99 of the same cream. You will be shocked to know that $18.99 gave great response over the other two price points. Olay was a huge hit. The result was a $2.5 billion brand with extremely high margins and growing customers.
For more such interesting episodes, keep listening to the Avish Bindal podcast. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn.